Number 33 is going to be...
Welcome back, folks. We're trying to get the roster straightened out. Go ahead, Johnny.
Number 33 is going to be Campbell. I don't have a Campbell, but I'm going to write him down here at 33.
Then do we have a name or a number?
Might take me just a few minutes to get this figured out here.
All right. Well, when you do, I'm sure you'll jump in there and let us know. Looks like Delane is working hard also, so I've got to do something creative here and act like I know what's going on. But we do want to give special thanks, I do personally, and I'm sure Delane and Johnny do also, to all these special sponsors for this year. And as well as Robert and Cable Channel 10 and WANY for allowing us to do what we've done. And we have seen I'm going to use the word tremendous. I don't know if that's the applicable word, but we have seen significant growth in the number of people who come out and watch these games, particularly if you go back a few years. Delane, I don't know how it was when you were in high school.
Oh, it was packed when I was in high school, but it calmed down a lot. It used to be packed all the time when I played, but it just seemed like over the years people didn't come out as much, but they're coming back
well,
now.
There was distractions, a competition for their own personal time. And now, living in the type of area we do, this is a real big social event for people who live in the county. And I just encourage them to get out here to the games, and if you can't, then try Channel 10. If you don't get Channel 10, be sure to listen to the rebroadcast, because it can get exciting. It is exciting. Almost every game that we have had, you can always find something new happening. But invariably, these games are not decided until you get down to the end. Well, I say that, because it's not necessarily true for our Lady Bobcats, however, because they tend to... Well, in the vernacular, it's blow them out, and they do that steadily, although they have lost those two games. And if they win Tuesday night over at Monterey, they'll give an undefeated season in the district, which is very unusual. And, of course, we don't know what our Bobcats are going to end up doing. But I do believe that they'll beat Monterey again, which will put them at 4-4 in the district. At any rate, what's going on here, Johnny?
He's talking about somebody's got a car blocked out. He's got a Cavalier. So.
All right.
I got to lift the lights on or something going on out in the parking lot.
I'm going to take a break, folks, and we'll be right back to the start.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Welcome back, folks. Johnny?
Okay, you have number one, Matthew Wick. Number four, Isaac Howard. Number 10, Rob Patterson. Number 11, Seth Remo. And number 15, Phoenix Whitby. That's the starting five for the Indians of East Robertson. And now we're ready for starting five for your Hooker County Bobcats.
Wow! Bobcats.
I wonder if Yuck was out in a strong wind to get tipped over.
Hey, let me tell you, he's got no size on him at all, but he is an amazing football player.
What is he, an
end? He can catch him balls like they're going out of the ball. See how he's in the secret.
Number one, Jay Moon.
He must be a senior.
He is.
Number 32, Phoenix Football. Number 40. Number 10.
That's going to be 45 to you.
Baker County Bobcats tonight, both first to make it there in the sixth way out of Webb, and this could be a good game from the way it looks right here.
Well, we will see. I'm not sure whether I should expect a close game or one not so close, but either way, we'll get what we get.
Bobcats look very business-like out there. I've never seen them stay in the huddle this long right before going out to the circle, so let's see what they're going to do here.
I assume the reason Gabe is out there is
he's
because of senior.
Yeah.
All right, Delaney.
Here we go. I don't know who we're going to jump against in Pickett County. It's going to be Ben Neal. He's going to jump against
Tyler. He's got a good vertical. Oh, Ryan Gibson used to come.
Ball up. Oh, Abbott steals it. He runs in and gets it. Bobcats got the ball. Abbott up top gets it over the furl. Down in the corner of the moon. Moon for a three. Killed it!
Wow, what a way to start. Bobcats are up by three.
Howell gets it over to Romo. Romo. He gets it down low to Wicks. Wicks hit a take on the inside. Back out to Romo. Romo hands it off to Henderson. Back inside to Wicks. He turns, shoots. It's in there.
I'm not sure how you got that shot off, but it went in. It was 3-2.
Pearl gets the ball over to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Neal. Neal gets it to Pearl. Pearl's going to drive in. That's top two. Abbott for three. Get it out. It's going to be a rebound by Romo. Romo gets it over to Howell. Howell gets it down into Weeks underneath. He turns and tries to do a... He's going to Jamar shot, and he misses it. Rebound Abbott. Abbott gets it to Pearl. Pearl in the corner to Moon. Moon up top to Neal. Neal over to Abbott. Abbott's going to bring it back up top of the key. He gets it over to Neal on the right side and in the corner to Moon. Moon gets it to Hughes. Hughes up top to Pearl. Down in the corner to Abbott. Abbott up to Pearl. Pearl's going to pull up a jumper in there.
That was a two-pointer, a nice shot. John Michael has a nice shot when he does that. It's 5-2.
Howard passes inside to Patterson. Patterson drives in, turns, gets it back up to Howard. Howard gets it to Wicks. Wicks back up top, pops the key to Howard. He's going to set it up. Get it placed over on the right side. Pass inside to Wicks. Wicks over the corner to Romo for a three. In and out. Nothing's there. Rebound Abbott. Abbott gets it over to Furl. Furl takes it inside. Passes to Abbott. That pops to Moon. Moon for a three. Count it!
Number two. Thank you. Moon boy.
He's on fire.
It's a two boy.
Why's he been sitting on the bench all this time?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay.
Oh, what a elbow that was.
We've got half guys in. He misses the shot. But it's going to be picked up by Furley. Out of bounds on Furley. It's going to come back to the Indians.
They could have very well called a reach in there. 8-2, 5:26 remaining in the first.
Patterson's got it, gets it over to Howell. Now it's got that top of the key, takes it around the left side, down in the corner to Romo. He misses the shot. Abbott gets the rebound. Abbott gets it to Pearl. Pearl drives all the way in, and he gets a choke blocked by number one, Wicks. He's going to the line.
Oh, boy, that looked like flying arms and legs.
Yeah, that's going to be his first, so we're going to go to the line with Pearl and shoot two.
5:07 remaining. The Bobcats have yet to be called for a foul.
First shot up, he misses.
Get a second.
Good.
And that is enough to go in the middle of that hole. 9-2.
Howell's got it up top. He passes over to the left to Patterson. Patterson down in the corner to Romo inside the Wicks. Wicks goes up, lays it in.
He got the position and knows how to use the glass.
Moon gets it, gets it to Abbott over to Pearl. Pearl down in the corner to Neal. Neal back up past Abbott for a three. Oh, that was short. Rebound Wicks. Gets it to Howell. Pass got it over on the right side. It pops.
And here comes Gibson reporting.
4:15 left in the first. Gets it over to Whitney. Whitney passes down low to Wicks. Almost throwed away. He throws it in and Neal catches it. Gets it to Pearl. It's stripped away. Stripped away. Whitney's got it. He gets it to Patterson. Patterson down in the corner to Romo. Back up top to Patterson.
Under 4 minutes now.
Oh, he tried to throw it to somebody, but it goes right to you.
He did throw it to somebody. His name is Hughes.
Yeah. Hughes misses that shot, so he'll be rebounded by Romo.
Well, we can't afford that one. But if it would have gone in, I'd say great play.
Whitney got it. He gets to that top two. Romo. Romo shoots a three in there.
Boy, he was an NBA area there, 9-7.
Pearl gets it over to Moon on the right side. Moon up top to Abbott. Abbott to Moon. Up top to Neal.
Don't hold it. Move the ball.
Inside the U's up to Moon. Moon to Neal. Neal drives in. Tries to pass underneath.
Kind of forced it. Forced it.
Knocked out of bounds by your Bobcat.
Moon is out after hitting a couple of turkeys. Scoring two-thirds of our points so far. It's 9-7.
2:50 left in the first. We got Patterson with it. He picks up his dribble. Passes to Wick. Wick passes out to Whitby for a three in there. They just went ahead.
10-9.
Ball pass to Abbott. Pearl was throwing to Abbott, and the ref was standing in the way. It almost took his head off. Gets him with the ball at top. Passes over to Neal. Neal to Gibson. Gibson all the way across to Abbott. Abbott shoots. Looks good from here. Can't it?
That's my dad. That'll make us 12-10 Bobcats again. 2 minutes remaining in the first.
Wicks with it up top. He gets it over to Howell's house, back at top to Romo. Romo's getting safe on the inside. Should be a charge.
He's not going to call a charge.
Going to go against Gibson. That's going to be his first.
Yeah, He's sure not going to let him shoot, is he?
Yep. So we have Rommel at the line to shoot, too. First shot up, good.
Fall to 11, we're up by one, but after this shot, it may be tied.
Second line,
it is. 12 to 12, under 2 minutes.
Searle with the ball, he brings it down. Top of the key, passes over to Gibson. Gibson all the way across to Young. Young passes to Searle, he's going to shoot a three. He misses. Rebound is, oh, stripped away by Wick.
Don't find one.
I mean, Bolombo.
Timeout. Timeout by East Robertson. How long?
It's going to be a 30, I think.
Yep, 30.
So with a minute 37 left in the first, the score is tied up at 12-12.
Now, we have hit three Torquays, and they've hit how many times?
Two.
He was looking at you waving.
So,
That nail's a little lower.
Yeah. He came over one time in a tourney we had in Kentucky, but there, McClure Central. And he was found determined he was going to go down the air. So we put the earmuffs on him.
Wick with the ball up top. He gets it over to Romo. Romo shoots a three. It's in there.
Well, each team has hit three now, but we're three behind, 15 to 12.
Over to Abbott. Abbott up top of Young. Over to you. He passes all the way out to Young. Down in the corner on the left. Pass inside to Searle. Searle takes it in, gets it up to Gibby, down to Abbott in the corner. Abbott's going to shoot a long three. Count it!
Dawson just dropped in another turkey, and that knocks it up at 15 to 15. And so far, each team's been getting a lot of points off of those three-pointers.
Pass down to Patterson. Patterson inside the Wick. Back up top to Wilmore. He's going to shoot a three. Nope, he misses this time. But Wick has already got the rebound.
That's a garbage basket. The ball just happened to bounce to him, so it's 17 to 15.
20 seconds left in the first, hoping for one. Go! Well, with the ball, pass out to Abbott. Abbott for three. Count
it! And but Abbott drops one in just before the buzzer, and the Bobcats are up 18 to 17 at the end of one. And let's go lay it. We'll go back to the second quarter.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks. Delaney?
Here we go. I think that's Patterson with it. Yeah, Patterson gets it to Whitney. That pot gets it over here to Whitney. Whitney gets it over to Romo. Down underneath to Whitney. He turns the laser in on the left side. Throw it with it up top. He gets it over to Abbott.
He's kind of a thin little kid, too.
Abbott gets it back to Paul. Pearl in the corner to Gibson for a three, in and out. Young in there fighting for it, and they're going to call him for a foul, I do believe.
They're going to call it on 10.
Okay, goes against number 10, Patterson. That's going to be his first.
You have a chance to see how high, how vertical Trent Young is in the sky, and boy, was he up there.
Young drives in, hands off to Hughes underneath, scores.
Put the Bobcats back up 20-19 with 7 minutes to go.
Patterson's got it at top. He's going to get it to Wicks. He overthrows it. He's out of bounds.
What kind of pass is that?
That was a bad.
The pass didn't work.
It was created by John Michaels' defense.
Earl's going to sit down and Neal's back in. Abbott's got it over on the outside, passed down the corner to Hughes. All the way across. Oh, and this time it's stripped away by Patterson. He's going to take it all the way down, and he misses the shot. Wolf, 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 wolf. Gibson's got it. He gets it over to Abbott on the left side. Over to Trent. Trent gets it to Neal down in the corner.
Oh, come on, Gibby.
Brian's going to sit down and Pearl's going in, and I don't think Coach is happy at all.
Well, Brian's been playing some great games, including last night. Makes you wonder if that not starting impacted him.
Ball in, Pearl's going to pull up a little jumper. He misses, rebound Patterson. Patterson takes it down. He's going to pull up. Tries to get it in. He gets it over to Whitney. Whitney gets it down to Wicks. Wick back to Whitney. He shoots a three. He scores.
John Michael really tried to block that. Makes it 22-20. The Bobcats trailing.
Pearl's going to penetrate on the inside. Passes out to Young for a three. It's short.
Not the player.
It's saved by Pearl. He gets it into Abbott. Abbott's going to take it down. He's going to give it to Pearl. Pearl's going to shoot. He's going to be fouled from behind by number one, Wick.
Farrell was breaking on the left baseline, and he got chopped as he went to put it up. And Moon and Gibby are reporting for the Bobcats.
First shot at by Farrell, in and out. Did he miss both of his earlier?
No, he hit one, this one. Got another 20 in there.
Number 20 is a big old boy. That'd be,
Pearl hit the second one.
22-21 now.
And Howell, he takes it all the way down. He gets down, nothing there. Neal's got it. Neal passes in the corner to Pearl. That tops against him for a three. Oh. Yep, he misses it. No, there wasn't any white jerseys at all underneath that goal then. Romo gets the rebound. He gets it to Patterson. He's going to walk it down with 5.5 less than a second. Howell's got it up top. He passes down to Patterson. Patterson's going to take it down. Shoot it up long. And rebound's going to go to Gabe Moon. A long rebound. Gets it off to Abbott. Abbott gets it over to Pearl. He's going to shoot a three. In and out. Neal goes up and gets the rebound.
Neal goes high above everybody for that board, including some taller players.
That foul goes again, number 20, Hooten. That's going to be his first. Earl gets the ball inside, gets it back in the corner to Abbott. Abbott passes up to Moon, over to Neal. Neal gets it to Furl. Furl's going to drive in, shoot, and that's a nine, calling it out of bounds on the Bobcat.
He was trying to go to the line on that. Except I don't know how they made that call.
Howell's got it up top, gets it across the half-court line. Takes it to the top of the key, pulls it up, gets it to Cleary, but Gibson comes up, knocks it away, gets it to Abbott. Abbott gets it over to Neal. Neal drives in, pass underneath, knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with your Bobcats.
Triple high. Go! Go!
They get it in to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Gibson. Gibson's going to take it in, pull up inside.
We need to get Gibby on a roll here because he can score. And sometimes he can score in bunches. It's 23-22 now. The Bobcats are up.
Patterson with the ball, and they're going to call the legal block on number 20. Poor little Furl about hit the ground on that one. That's going to be his second.
I think he's a football player, number 20.
Yeah.
He must be, 6'2", about 250, at least.
Have it with the ball up top. He gets it over to Furl. Furl penetrates in, gets it in the corner to Gibson. Gibson's going to drive in. Oh, he gets a ringer. That's in there.
Hustling out to the rebound, and there's a...
That goes against number 40, Hughes. That's going to be his first.
That'll be only the second team foul for the Bobcats.
Bobcats is picked up fast. Throw all the way down to Howell. Howell gets it down to Whitby. We get it back to Patterson. Patterson up top to Howell. He's going to shoot a three. In and out. Rebound Gibson. Gibson gets it over to Neal. Neal out to Furl. Furl's going to shoot him a three. In and out. Patterson gets the ball.
We're not really hitting, you know.
No. Patterson gets it out to Howell. Howell drives him right outside the hot spot. He's a little drinker.
He really got up off the ground on that one. And it puts us down in the one-point hole again, 24-23.
Ball pass inside to Furl. He shoots, he misses. Furl's not hitting tonight.
He didn't have the roll on that one. I thought he might get a roll.
Patterson's got it up top. Calls a timeout. 2:49, less than a second.
Is it short or long?
Short. 30 long.
I was looking at Patterson, is it?
Mm-hmm. Number 10.
I think it is. He looks a lot older than a high school kid. Anyway, do some observation. You can take it to the bank or you can forget it. At any rate, I agree with Delane. We just aren't hitting tonight.
No. No, we should have been.
We're hustling.
We should have been up by 10 or 12 right now. The shot that we've made, they're not hitting them.
Yeah. Number 23 is in there now. That's Levi Martin.
Howell puts it up top. He gets it down to Whitney. Whitney gets it back to Romo for a three. Count it.
Well, they've been putting them in, and ours haven't been dropping.
Bill with it up top. Gets it over to Furl. Furl pass underneath to you. Use to Neal down to Gibson, back up top to Furl. He's going to try another three in there.
This is John Michael, and I don't care if you want, 27-26, with a little over 2 minutes here remaining in the second quarter.
Howard with the ball over on the left side. Howard gets it to Whitby. Whitby back to Howard. Howell's going to pull up. He misses. Gibson comes away with the rebound, gets it to Furl. Furl gets it back to Gibson. Gibson's going to drive it in. telling you, that back mark shoots. He's going to get try to get his own rebound. He goes down. Coming away with is going to be Romo. Wonder if he's in relation to Tony Romo. Allen switch it at the top. He gets it out in the corner to Whitney for three. He misses. Going to be rebounded by Martin. Back up top to Romo. He hits another three.
I thought we were going to get a four-point play on that one, too.
Earl to Neal. Neal gets it to Gibson. Gibson passes to Abbott. Max knocked out of bounds by the Indians.
Young's back in there now for the Bobcats.
A minute and one. Earl's going to sit down. Young's in. Gabe's coming in for Gibson.
I think he's got blood on him or something.
Yep.
Skinned his knee up there, I think.
He did take a hard fall.
Ball into Hughes. Hughes is definitely fouled. That was a body shot.
Well, number 20.
Number 11, Romo, his third.
Well, I'd rather be on 11 than 20.
Hughes at the line. He's going to shoot two.
Under a minute. We're down before.
First shot up. Oh.
We gotta correct some of the mistakes. As we missed the charity.
Second shot up by you. Good.
But then on that one, they'll cut it to 30-27.
Howell's got it. Almost stolen away by Young. Knocked out of bounds.
51 seconds remaining.
Almost picked off by Moon. That was actually out on Moon this time, but
yeah.
Only because it's right in front of us did we see that. But hey, we'll take them off. Abbott to Ian Belly at the half court. Get the ball in to Pearl.
I think we just took the air out of it here.
40 seconds. Gets it over to Moon.
Moon wanted to pull the trigger there.
Moon to Young. To Abbott. Abbott to Young. 20 seconds. Over to Pearl. Pearl takes it in. Pass to Blake. Blake shoots, nothing there, knocked out of bounds by the Indians.
3.3 seconds. What a nice layup there, we didn't get in.
Three. Get the ball in to Young. He shoots, gets his own rebound, shoots again and misses.
Well, he's in there hustling, so at the end of the first half, the Bobcats find himself down by threes. 30-27. So we scored 9, and they scored 13 in that quarter. So it's 30-27. Let's go away, and we'll be back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee, and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
You threw me a curveball. I don't think we've ever done that before, have we?
That was a screwball, buddy.
Welcome back,
folks. Johnny and I are just having a big discussion over the difference between a curveball and a screwball, but, you know, a screwball goes in the opposite direction than what you... Well, anyway. Welcome, Coach Brent.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, and I would assume you're doing pretty good after that big win, 87-41.
Yeah, those are fun. We enjoy those stuff, you know, especially for your last home game for your seniors. We enjoy it.
Yeah, no pressure then, huh?
Absolutely. We need that. We have them. You know, our last two games have been more, you know, intense, I guess, and kind of need one of these games. But the rest of these games we got are going to be really important. Of course, Tuesday night is the last district game, which we're going to be greatly important. So, I mean, it's winding down, these guys. We're going through the final stretch here.
I know. Have the Lady Wildcats won in district?
Absolutely, yes. That's our last district game.
Have they won any?
Oh, no, sir. Not won a game in the district. They have they have won some games against, other opponents, I think, Oakdale, and I think they've beat them a couple times, but they're struggling. They have a hard time scoring, but defensively, they're as good as anybody you play. They just have a hard time scoring.
Yeah. Do they have sufficient practice time with that school situation?
No, and that's the sad part that they have to fool with. I mean, they never know where they're practicing at. I mean, one day they may practice at Burks Middle. Next day, they may have to go to a church and practice. Next day, they have to bus them to Cliffwood to practice. So, I told him before, and I told Todd, Coach Hess, hey, listen, that you can just hold a team together.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure he struggles, and I talk to him. I get, you know, because they just played Clark Range earlier in the week, and then I talked to him, and so he's really frustrated, as I can understand, and, he's been struggling for a few years, and he's a good coach, and he knows what's going on, and, you know, he just struggled with some talent, and when they get in their new school, that they'll turn things around.
Yeah, well, one of the coaches, I think we saw here last night.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
And I know Coach Sims is here as well last night from Clay County. So, I mean, it's going to be, guys, it's just going to be here. That's what I told the girls at the end of the I'm a little bit more intense these last few games just because it's here.
Yeah.
And that's what I say. It's just like we don't understand that it is, and I just wanted to focus on the task at hand, and, you know, we obviously want to win out. And so, I mean,
well, you know, as a high schooler, they know that it's going to end. You knew.
Yes, sir.
I knew.
Yes, sir.
But it doesn't set in.
Well, and that's what I told them also. I told the four seniors, I said, what did I tell you? To understand that you need to enjoy every part of it. I mean,
yeah.
We've done some, not just because we've won, because we've done some great things. These four seniors have been a part of a lot of great things, and that's all you can say. I mean, I'm proud of them. They've got our program back on the map because of hard work. You know, along with the other guys too. I'm just saying. They were the ones that helped get us there, you know, and
right.
And you know, that mean a lot to me and a lot to this program, because, you know, look, you know, I was telling some of the kids, and I was looking around the practice today, and we had some chairs people come in here before the night and get in their spot. I said, do you realize that the sacrifices that people make for us, that sacrifice, that they're getting their spot, just making sure they have a place to sit down. You know, the way our crowds have been, I mean...
Well, I hope the closers are a little richer than they have been.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's what I say. We can do things for our kids because people come and see us. People support our program, and it's just a great part. Great stuff to be a part of.
Yeah, well, My assumption is that next year you're going to be looking at these two characters.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. I like great to lose anybody, but...
Well, you won't lose me, but I'm just saying, I may more come and relax a little.
Well, that's good. Don't you come to the game?
I try to do it this year.
Well, you...
I tried.
We may not let you go this year, so you
better... Well...
There you go, Coach.
You never say never. You never know. But, that's why I say, look around in here tonight. It's just at a 4:30 game, and, you know, it's on a Saturday. People got a lot of other things they could be doing, and they chose to come here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, go ahead, Ralph. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to change the subject.
I was going to ask a question about last night's game. You know, at the half there, you know, 26-29, we were down with the girls. And I tell you what, sort of throw the fried into me. I didn't know what was going to happen there. But usually, you know, we pull it back out in the third quarter, and we did, and it made it a lot easier for us.
Well, you know, we were talking. I was talking to some of the girls. And, I mean, some of, you know, just strategy a little bit. You know, I think we're not, like we were early in the year, we're not getting the people are sending a lot of people back in transition. We're not getting a lot of transition points. Well, if you'll notice,
you go to bench tonight.
Well, tonight, but people that have scouted, they take off running back to the other end as soon as they shoot because they know our transition, and they're trying to slow us down. And the thing about it is, they're not getting offensive rebounds, so it's slowing the game down. You know, if that makes any sense, it's slowing the game down because. You know, if you notice, we scored 60-something points. And again, Cripple did the same thing. We held them to six offensive, four or five, six offensive rebounds, less than six, whatever it was. And you'll think, well, we should have won. Well, they're sending everybody back so hard that we get no transition points. So, you know, but we've got to be a bit more better efficiency, in the half-court sets. And we're not there yet. And I think that's part of our problem, if that makes any sense, because we just not had to do that already. But that's something that we're going to have to work on, and I'm going to have to work on it as a coach because sometimes I try to stay with us. Some people make runs, and I think, well, let's stay there and let's get transition. Let's just keep the flow of the game. And sometimes fouls will come into play in that. So, you know, it kind of hurts that flow of the game, and that's why a lot of times we stick these runs out a little bit to keep from having to call timeouts and just, you know, try to wear people down. And because we're such, I mean, not because of me, because they've made the choice, but that we're in such good, you know, physical shape that we can run a lot of time. We can run for days. I mean, it seems like, you know. But what I'm saying, teams have just taken off on us, and we're not getting be able to get that come into place, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, Coach, congratulations on another good year, and we're going to be with you to the end of it, that's for sure. But, by the way, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Hey, listen, anytime Peyton Manning plays, I'm going to be a Peyton fan. Never Broncos, always. No, that's right.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Let's go away, and we've got 10 more minutes before we start playing again. This is senior night. Johnny, Delaney, do you want to talk about senior night?
If I should get your headphones set on, Ralph, I'll quickly give the scoring for the half of the boys. For the Indians, you have Matthew Wicks with 6, Isaac Hoeth with 5, Seth Remo with 14, and Phoenix Whitney with 5, and Taylor 30. For the County Bobcats, you have John Michael Thurl with 7, Blake Hughes with 3, Gabe Moon with 6, Dawson Evans with 9, and Brian Gibson with 2 for a total of 27. The Bobcats trailing at the half by 3, 30-27.
And what are you predicting this last time?
I'm telling you what, Ralph.
Down to the wire?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, you know, I was going to say earlier, you know, I thought maybe by looking at this team, and there you go, you can't always look at a team and judge how they're going to play. Well, they could have fooled me, and I'm telling you what, it's going to be right down, like you said, to the wire.
All right. The Lane's practicing the art of photojournalism right now, but I think we're just going to take a break, get a commercial in, and then come back.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and Quartz watches, Sterling Silver Jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Well, welcome back, folks, to Wheeler Hassan Gymnasium. We just finished recognition of all of our graduating seniors this year, and there was a bunch, that's for sure. But in so doing, it kind of threw our clock off, and so we took an extra long break, which I know Robert can cover for us. But, Johnny, what are you predicting again?
I'm going to go with what you said earlier. I believe it's going to be right down to the wire. It's going to be a close game and could get pretty physical here this second half.
Does that fit with your thinking, Dwayne?
I agree. I think it's going to come right down to it again.
Well, we've had those games before, you know. Bobcats, you know, they're peaking out. They're coming on, so... Hey, this could be a win for them here tonight. Don't want to jinx them. Don't want to jinx myself. But,
I didn't think we played a particularly good first half, however, tonight. We missed some shots.
Yes, sir.
And I just didn't have that feeling that I've had the last few games. But it's not that they played poorly. But we've seen a lot more from them in the past. So... Jimmy didn't have a good first half, but he didn't play for about the first quarter. So,
Bobby Foster's sister.
You guys are so lucky, you know everybody in the house. Just like your family, I know. But at any rate, we're about ready to get this one started. That's Mr. Bilbrey. And away he goes. I'm going to turn it over to you, Delaney.
All right. We got about 50 seconds before the beginning of the third quarter. We've had homecoming tonight, senior night tonight.
All-day dinner on the ground.
All-day dinner on the ground.
Yeah, and the guy was singing Desperado. That's what he was singing to the zebra, though.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here early tonight.
We are?
Starting super early.
Well, maybe I can end up going to the grocery I've been talking about for 2 weeks. Bobcats will get the ball. It starts the second half. They trail the 30-27, and away we go.
Here we go. Earl with it at the top. Gets it over to Abbott. Abbott passes back to Earl. Earl drives inside the hot spot. Gets it to Hughes. Hughes is going to take it inside the hot spot. Go up, shoot in there.
Got to home, and that'll come to one.
We got Patterson with the ball. Dead ball. Oh, and Gibby, he takes it away. Gibby's going to get it. Oh, hey!
coming over the top down, and it's a good thing you didn't miss it.
Now, if that didn't fire you up, nothing will. We got Patterson with the ball. He passes in to Weeks. Weeks is going to turn, shoot, miss, rebound, and it. Abbott gets it to Pearl. Pearl gets it down to Gibson. Gibson takes it in, pass underneath to Hughes. Hughes takes it up, and he's going to be fouled by Witt.
Number one, I believe.
It'll be his third, I believe, today.
It's his third. In the third. Hughes at the line.
All right. Well, we need these.
First shot on play. Good.
And for that, and that'll give us a 2-point lead, and we were down to three.
Second shot up.
Oh, hell no.
It's it, but Gibson almost gets the rebound. Knocks it out of bounds. Go back to the end.
32-30. Now we're in full court pressure.
Hall gets it into Patterson. Patterson finally gets it down to Wick. Wick gets it down to Howell. Howell gets it back to Wick. Wick to pop Patterson. Patterson drives down, shoots. He misses. Rebound Pearl.
And he's bad by Patterson.
That's going to be Patterson's second.
That's the second team foul. Those team fouls very clearly will come into play before this game is finished.
Well, with the ball, he's going to walk it down. They've got number 50 with me all over Abbott. He gets it to Neal. Neal gets it back to Pearl. Pearl drives in, passing the ball.
Oh,
Abbott, and he's going to be fouled from behind by Whitney.
I guess he did get fouled. He almost got knocked down to all the way to the floor, but that's the third team foul, and we're just a couple minutes into this quarter.
Abbott at the line, first shot up, good.
They stretch it to three, 33-30 now.
Second shot, good.
Tough stretch by Dawson Abbott. It's 34-30, 6 minutes remaining.
Hall passes into Wicks. Wicks up top to Patterson. Patterson back to Wicks. Wicks to Whitney. Whitney back to Wicks. He's hung up. Finally gets it to Patterson.
Abbott's all over.
Pass inside.
Almost lost.
Down in the corner to Whitney for a three. Miss.
That's
a foul
Patterson,
that's going to be his code.
He's important to their game, too.
They didn't call it the line.
Oh, wow.
All
right. Pearl with it up top. Pearl in the corner to Abbott for a three. This one's off, but still gets the rebound. Misses the shot. Patterson gets it, takes it down to Howell. He slays it in.
That'll cut it to 34-32.
Pearl down the corner to Gibson for three. In and out. Rebound by Romo.
And here they come.
Romo back to Howell. Howell reaching in on Neal. I think it's going to be his first.
Coming out,
Brian. Ball inbounded to Wicks. Wicks is going to shoot. Nope, shoots too hard. Rebound Pearl right to his hand. Pearl runs it all the way down, lays it in. Does it go? There we go. Howell's got the ball. Pass inside to Wicks. Gibson's got it. Got the ball and the player.
Oh, my goodness. He had his head in the ball.
They're going to call it a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Indians.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Ball inbounded to Patterson. Good sportsmanship, though. Gibson goes up to him and Doesn't guard, slaps him. Oh, stolen away by Neal. Neal passes to Furl. Before the pass, so they're going to call a foul on number 11, Romo. That's going to be his second.
Ben's a football player, isn't he?
He was. He injured his knee. He didn't play last year.
But he has speed.
Yeah. Over to Gibson. Gibson all the way in the corner. Furl for a three. He
missed.
Gets the rebound. He's going to turn speed inside. Shoot.
Drop it home, and that'll make it 38-42 with 4 minutes here remaining in the third quarter. You think those guys are getting tired out there, those Indians?
Maybe. Patterson gets the ball down to Wilmot. He shoots. Nothing there. Abbott comes away with it. Abbott gets it to Furl. Back to Blake. Back to Furl. Furl's going to shoot another three. Nope, this time misses again. Romo gets the rebound. Gets it to Patterson.
We need to get Dawson in the act of turkey shoot. 3:30 remaining.
Howell drives down. Shoot. Furl's going to come away with it. Furl's going to hand it to Gibson. It's going to be another foul call. Gibson's going to go to the line to shoot two.
And that'll be, is that the 15th foul?
That goes against Patterson, his third.
Well, I guess it's the 14th foul. Well, Doc Rich is awfully quick on that scoreboard.
Oh, that's good.
39-32.
Yeah, it's coming in for Furl. And we've got number 33, Campbell, in for Wicks.
And that's Glenn.
Glenn Campbell. Gets the second shot. Good. 3:20 left in the third.
40-32 all of a sudden.
Howell's with the ball. He's going to pull up a little jumper, use the backboard. It's in.
That was a nice shot. Nice play on his part. 40-34, 3 minutes.
Still with the ball. Gets it back out to Young. Up top to Gibson. Gibson in the corner to use. He takes it inside. Up top to Neal. Neal to Young. Young to Neal. Neal passes back to Young. Up top to Gibson for a three. Looks good. Not a little short. Hughes gets the rebound. Steps away. Howell comes away with it. Oh, and Hughes, he keeps it.
So Blake says, I'll show you. I'll take it back.
Abbott gets the ball. Abbott gets it over to Neal. Neal inside to Hughes. Hughes drives. Hughes scores.
Super duper. Right-handed, underhanded, you-handed, and it went in 42-34. Great play.
Howell passes the ball down, and it's away by Hughes. Abbott comes away with it. Abbott's going to pull up for a three.
And that brings Coach Aaron to, he's jumping up and down. Is he excited or what? 2:02 remaining in the third. We're up by 11, 45-34. And full time out. I better shut up when we go hear our messages from our sponsors.
B&K Buy-Rite and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Aminette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Aminette at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased,
and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Welcome back, folks, here. That timeout call by East Robertson, who's been outscored in this quarter, the third quarter, by a total of 18-4 so far.
I was with the ball. Just across that court line. Takes it over. It's going to be a reaching foul on John Michael. That's going to be his first.
How can you call him from behind? Well, I guess you can. You got the whistle, you got the authority.
Howard twists the ball, Penn State stand on the left, down in the corner to Whitney. Whitney tries to hand it back, and he does get it back to Howard. Oh, along by the way underneath to Kimball. And he
loses
it. Don Michael's got it, shoots, and there's going to be another foul on number 10. That's going to be Patterson's fourth.
And it's the fifth team foul of this half. The Bobcats have two. We're up by 11, 45-34.
There we go. First shot up by Pearl Good.
46-34.
23. That's going to be Martin coming in for Patterson.
That's Levi, Martin. The man.
First shot up by Pearl Good.
47-34.
Howard with the ball. Puts it over on the right side. He's going to take it all the way in. Nope, this time he misses. Gibson gets the ball. He gets it to Young. Young takes it in, and he's going to be fouled by number 33.
Mr. Glenn McCumbell. And,
he had to think on which one that was. That's going to be his first. Young at the line to shoot two.
That's,
first shot up, in and out. Gibson and
who's
Abbott's going to sit down.
I don't have a 30. I don't have a number 30.
He's got a different shirt on again. That's going to be, Jonathan Crawford.
All right.
Second shot up by Young, good.
48-34, 1:10 remaining in the third.
Howard with the ball, gets it up top to Wicks. Wicks penetrates underneath.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be against you, it's his second.
There's a third team foul. The Indians have six, so we'll be shooting.
Ball inbounded to Romo, and they're going to call that against John Michael, his second.
He got knocked to his rear, but they still called a foul on him. 103 remaining.
Howell gets it in to Romo. Romo's going to pull up a three. He scores.
Well, they're going to need a lot of that. It's 48-37 now. Under a minute.
Earl gets the ball over to Moon. Moon that top to Young. Gets it over to Crawford. Crawford in the corner to Moon. Moon to you. 35 seconds left in the third.
Yeah, we're going for that last shot. You hear the air go out of the ball, Johnny?
Yes, sir. That's a common.
Earl with the ball. 15 seconds.
Ten seconds.
Earl penetrates in, pass underneath to you, lays it in.
All right, yes, sir.
And at the end of the third, you box up 50, your Indians 37.
So, in that, I get the right sheet up here. 50-37.
23.
We scored 23, and they scored 7.
30.
But at any rate, let's quickly go away. You can hear some more words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
William back, folks. Name that turkey.
Trent Young. It's a 3.
53 to 37.
Alex gets my left pop 2 weeks. Which gets it overflow.
He's quick, too, you know.
He is quick. 23. That's the... Who is 23? Martin. Pearl's got the ball down low. Passes underneath the U's, and it goes right through the U's hand. Oh, they're calling it out of bounds on the end. No, they're not. Crawford and Young's going to sit down.
Gibson and Abbott are back in there.
Howell's with the ball.
We've got our normal starters out there right now.
Pass into Wicks. Wicks back to Howell that pops to Romo. Over to Martin. Wicks has got it back up top. Wicks is going to take it all the way down. They're going to call that on Gibson because he went up with his body. He jumped with him.
Yeah, but the East Robertson player pushed off with his arm. Did you notice?
He's second. Wicks is going to go to the line.
Took that left arm and just pushed as he put it up.
First shot up, in and out.
I guess he's emulating the NBA players.
We'll hit 8 threes and they'll hit 7 threes.
Well, it's a good thing we'll have more
second
of the
shot.
Oh! Boy, was that down in there?
Roll. Come back out. Abbott gets the rebound. Abbott gets it over here to Neal to use. Use takes it in the hot spot here. Team misses.
Don't foul.
Pearl is going to fight for it and...
Oh, get up.
And Wicks goes to the ground. It's going to go to the Indians.
They have the L.
Everybody's hollering at John Michael like he fouled or something, but they all went up.
Well, both teams have 6 now. You sure they didn't call that on them?
Yeah, they called it on them because that made you 3.
Yeah. Yep. Wicks with the ball, gets it over to Whitney for 3. He misses. Rebound. Gibson all the way down to Abbott. Abbott's going to shoot a 3. Oh, in and out. That's going to be a rebound. Abbott takes it away from him. And it goes out of bounds.
Right in front of the East Robertson fans, and they came up for air on that. I know it's a long way to come to see that.
Howell with it up top. He gets it over to Romo. Romo gets it to Martin. Back up to Wicks. Wicks up top to Howell. Down in the corner to Whitney for 3. In there. He's going to hit more eventually. He's been trying to time.
53 to 40, under 6 minutes. But just when they look like we may break it open, they hit a 3 or something.
Farrell passes out to Gibson for three. He misses. You gets the rebound. Goes back up in
there. How many has Blake got tonight, Johnny?
I make you 14.
He's playing a great game. He's been putting in some good games lately. Short timeout.
Yeah, we're up to see. Look at little Daniel Luxor. He loves him.
We're up to 15, but that's still not real comfortable yet.
No. No, too much time left.
I don't think they're going to do a mercy on me. All right, 55-40 with 5:36 remaining. And the lead is going to give you the action.
Here we go. Howell, how is you doing? I'm good. How are you doing? All right, Howell's pushing ball up top to get to the over to Romo on the right side. Up top to Wicks. Wicks takes it down, gets it in the corner to Whitby. Whitby tries to get it back to Wicks, overthrows it, and Abbott comes away with it.
Knocked away.
Abbott gets it over to Neal. Neal in the corner to Hughes. Hughes all the way across to Abbott in the corner. Count it!
Dalton knocks the turkey home, and he is putting them home, isn't he, Johnny?
Got five. Martin's got the ball at the top side. He gets it back up top to Whitby. Whitby's going to shoot a three. This one's short. Rebound, Neal. Neal passes to Gibson, lays it up.
Nice cut along the right sideline, and it's 60-40. And now it's starting to get relaxed time, Johnny.
Howard gets it to Wicks. Wicks got it up top. He gets it over to Martin. Martin over to Howard. He's going to shoot a three. In and out. Rebound, Farrell. Farrell's going to run it down. Farrell takes it all the way in, and he's going to be fouled.
I'm surprised he isn't bloody on that one.
By 23, Martin, that's going to be his first. Farrell's going to go to the line to shoot two.
60-40, 4:17 remaining, and 18 fouls on East Robertson. Only six on the Bobcats. John Michael drops it home. John Michael will get another.
And it is.
62-40.
4:15 left in the ballgame. Howell with it up top. It gets it over to Al Romo for a long three. He gets his own rebound, runs it down, and then he scores a layup.
62-42, 4 minutes now.
Pearl with the ball. Pearl drives in. He don't get the bounce.
He gets the roll there.
Al with the ball. Gets it. Romo. He scores. And that goes against Gabe Moon, his first. And Rommel's going to go to the line to shoot one for the old-fashioned three. Shot up. Good.
Well, they scored five in a row all of a sudden, so it's 62-45. Boy, that was quick. That was so quick.
That goes against Martin. That's going to be his second, and Neal's going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Yep, we're in bonus, so got safely through that. 62-45.
First shot up. Good.
Yeah, bottom on that one. 63-45.
Second shot. Good.
64-45.
Howard with the ball. He gets it over to Romo. Romo gets it to Whitby, over to Howard, down the side. Oh, almost picked off by Hughes. And it is, this time picked off by Farrell. Farrell comes down with it. It's going to be a foul against Romo.
You know, how much taller do you think Romo is than John Michael? 6-8 inches?
Easily, yeah.
Well, on that one, John Michael was as high as he was.
Pearls at the line. First shot up. Ooh, shot too hard.
We got some substitutions in there again. It looks to me like Glenn Campbell's going to come back.
Pearls going to get one more.
Here comes that catch.
And it's in. That's the answer in. Fingers
crossed. 45 and 45. And John Michael's a little emotional there.
Yeah.
Because how many games he played on this floor. Yeah. At any rate, 3:18 to go.
Martin with the ball. Martin gets it over to Hogan.
They're starting to blow those whistles in a bit, don't you think?
Because New York is first. It'll be a 1-1.
Well, this is Glenn Campbell, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Glenn Campbell at the line.
Boy, he's tall.
First shot up. In and out. York gets the rebound.
Not a really good stroke, though, on that.
Gets the ball to Smith. Then down the sails in the corner. Back up top to Crawford. Back to penetrate inside. Pass to Young. Young's going to shoot. Nope. Nothing there. Stays with White.
Crawford gets the ball inside to little Clay Smith. Gets it up to York. York gets it over to Crawford. Crawford over to Sells. Sells gets it back to Crawford. Crawford to Smith. 2:40 left. Gets it back to Young. Young to Clay Smith. Passes in to Sells. In there.
It's a 67-45.
Martin gets the ball. Oh, that's a shot by Martin. Young's got the ball. 2:10 left. Young gets it over to Smith. Smith takes it inside. Passes back to Sells. Sells gets it to Crawford. Crawford gets it over to Smith. Smith passes inside to Young. Young hands it to Sells. He turns. He misses this time. Glenn Campbell comes away with it.
And he fouled. Sells committed the foul with 67-47.
Actually, it was Trent Young called the foul, his first, and they're going to go back to the line.
67-47 with 1:47 remaining.
Campbell at the line. First shot up. He's got a funny shot on him.
Yeah.
Smith comes away with the rebound.
Need to work on that stroke, I think, Delaney.
Yeah. Gets it up to Hill.
He's open.
Hill knocks around him, but Smith takes it. 1:30. He gets it back to Smith. Smith drives inside the hot spot and shoots. Oh, misses. Short gets the rebound.
1:15 remaining.
I was thinking down in the corner of the curves, if you'll look at York and Campbell, if they're standing side by side with Bryson's high, they're exactly the same high. Oh, Smith. Crawford gets the ball, he drives in.
Forces it in there.
And Hill comes out with it. He gets it over here to Crawford. Crawford down in the corner to Hill. Hill shoots a three. Nope, short. Knocks around. He's going to run it down. He's going to...
42 seconds remaining. We're up by 20. And Coach Aaron seems to be a little relaxed there. Talking to the Zebras, they're laughing.
Martin with the ball. He gets it up to Hudson. Martin comes away with it. He's going to take a long three. He misses it. York gets the rebound. He gets it out to Smith. Smith's going to walk it down.
Well, I tell you what, he's on the scorebook. Old Bryson is. That block and that rebound, he's wide. That's going to run it out here. Clay Smith just dribbles. And at the final buzzer, the Bobcats win it by a score of 67-47. And in that quarter, we scored 17 and they scored 10. So let's go away. And we'll be back with Johnny's data and more.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Well, welcome back, folks, to Wheeler Ashland Gymnasium. This is Ralph Frey, Delaney Hill, Boss, and J-Man, Johnny Sells, bringing you tonight's games, where the Bobcats just dispensed of the East Robertson Indians by 20 points, 67-47, doing most of the damage in the last half. Actually, they were down at the half, weren't they, by three?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm never sure anymore. My memory is stolen, I think. But at any rate, that'll bring the Bobcat winning total, what, to 15 or 16? 16 and 8.
Yes.
And they're 3-4 in the district. So quite a good year, except the Lady Bobcats are 21-2 now, and 7-0 in the district. So, what you can't expect more out of our kids, I think, than they've been with us this year. But, Johnny, you got the data?
Okay, for the East Robertson Indians, according to like this, you had Matthew Wicks with 6, you had Hallis with 9, Remo with 24, you had Whitby with 8, and Martin with 3 for a total of 47. For your Pitt County Bobcats, John Michael Furl was 14, Blake Hughes was 14, Ben Neal was 2, Gabe Moon was 6, Dawson Abbott was 17, Ryan Gibson was 8, Trent Young was 4, Colton Sales was 2 for a total of 67. Bobcats win this one by 20, 67-47 over the East Robertson Indians.
Well, Johnny, thank you very much. I didn't mean to give you a curveball tonight.
Oh!
We're good. We've lived together for many years. So I appreciate your help.
Hey, we're doing good.
We are.
We'll tell ourselves that anyway, won't we?
Delaney, how are you doing?
I couldn't stand myself by any better.
If you're any better, you'll be triplets.
What?
You're any better, you do triplets. Where do we go from here? We go to Monterey on Tuesday?
Yes.
And the Red Boiling Springs on Friday.
Yes.
And we go to the District of Living Academy the week after that. But we're not quite sure who we're going to be playing yet. But we'll fill those blanks in as it becomes apparent what we're dealing with. But two more scheduled games. The boys have won 16. The girls have won 21. And that should make all you folks happy. But right now, until Tuesday night, stay well.
So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Byrdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!